My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your gold pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dream Big Herd and on IG at I Am Coach Herd. We are talking to Coach Norton Herd like we do every Wednesday about this time. Very grateful for his time, but it is his time right now. Next week is when we yearly separate the contenders from the pretenders in the annual Nike Peach Jam, and Herd and Team Thad will be headed there. Herd, my people on the ground, my reporters tell me y'all are wrapping up a practice today in prep for the Peach Jam. How's it going?
It's going good. We actually, mostly everybody got in town Sunday, Monday, and Jason is actually here now. We leave tomorrow, and we start playing Friday, but officially start the Peach Jam start on Saturday, so it's actually here in the next 2-3 days.
Tell me about your group, Coach. I'm looking at it now, and tell me if I've got it wrong, but they've got it. It's Team Takeover, Why Not, New Heights, and Houston Hoops with along with you guys. Tell me about that group and your competitors there.
Man, you know what? I love Nike. John Snowball, Chad, all those guys, Carlton, but I feel like, and I know a lot of people say this, I feel like we're in the hardest pool.
Group of death. That's what they call it.
Yeah, I think we, because, you know, if you look at it, I feel like we are number one seed, if you look at it, not on paper, but how we finished this year. So we should have been the last number one seed. Instead, we're kind of like the third number two seed, because Takeover was the second number one seed, you know. And then you look at New York Lightning, they got a couple top 10 kids. They the only team to beat the Night Riders this year, so I feel like we got the best number four seed in our pool.
Oh, wow.
Like, we got the best number three with Why Not, with Trevor Ariza's son. So, and we played them first, so. But I think whoever come out of this pool will be prepared for the long haul, so, you know, that's a good thing. But it's definitely going to be a battle from day one. Everybody in this pool, Houston Hoops started off slow. They made PGM by winning their last out of 7 out of 9 games. So I think this is definitely a pool that you can't come around playing. You got to start really, really strong from the jump.
It's interesting because, you know, you've been doing, you know, Team Thad for a long time, but only until relatively recently were you spending these weeks at the Nike event. You were at, you know, Under Armour. You were at other events. Just in terms of, you know, the difference, I know that, you know, it, obviously the funding and the resources are much different, but I mean, there are players on every circuit. You know, you've kind of seen it all. Just sort of take us through the difference in events that you've played before versus how they stack up against Peach Jam.
Well, it is some really, really good events, John. You have to evolve. So back when I was with, of course, I was with Under Armour at one point. Under Armour was much stronger at one point. Everybody going to cycles, but Nike stayed the same. Because, you know, when I was at Under Armour, you know, Anthony Edwards was with Under Armour, Carl Towns Jr.,
wow,
Josh Jack. So, you know, we did have some depth at one point. Like, it was never like Nike, but we was competing. You know, then when I was under Arm, Adidas had Zion Williams and them, so they had a good group. And but since I left Under Arm, like I said, it been other guys that left on that level. So Nike has always had, like, you know, 70, 80, 90, even the top 100 ESPN guys. And Vegas is extremely a big-time tournament. But I will say this, John, you know, you got a lot of great tournaments, a lot of great leagues. We're just taking all of them away. Let's say all the leagues was equal 1 year, right? Under Armour, Nike, and Adidas. Peace Jam would still be a different monster. Yep. That thing alone, because I'm going to be real. Don't too much impress me. Even when I signed with Nike, everybody made it a bigger deal with me. I was like, let's just play basketball. People were telling me how the coaches would be better. You know, I didn't beat a lot of them. People were telling me. And I was like, you know, it's a 10-foot goal, wood courts. I'm an old school guy. I'm an old ball coach from Walker Home. Let's just play ball. But I will say the Peace Jam is very impressive, even with an older guy like me. I mean, you pull up in the teams, they bring you in through the tunnel valet. They walk you up. You got unlimited food for the kid. They feed you. They got, I mean, breakfast, lunch, unlimited food for the staff, media, and the players. All the stars are there. Think about this. Well, you usually have to pay to see a lot of the stars. Nike have to pay for them to show up other places of big money. The LeBrons, the Ja Morants, the Melos, they show up for free here. Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook, either they have a team or they just want to be here. Yep. So the atmosphere is incredible. Outside of the Masters, it's the biggest thing in Augusta. Line is around the corner. They may throw an EYBL gear truck up at any time, and it sell out within 1 hour, 2 hours. You know, I mean, it's crazy things you're going to see there. I mean, it's nothing like it. I know it's people that camp outside and all kinds of stuff. It's nothing like it.
I want to get your thoughts on something that is, I think, about the state of basketball today, and maybe what happens when you're on the internet too much. Now, we didn't prep you for this question. That's why we love having you on, because you genuinely have no idea what I'm about to ask you. But Angel Reese is a star player in the WNBA. She had her 14th consecutive double-double earlier this afternoon in a win over the Atlanta Dream. However, this is what it took, with the score 76-69 with 18 seconds left. It took a post-up, an intentional post-up and foul, despite being up 8 points, for Angel Reese to get to the foul line and get the points to get her over the double.
Oh, boy.
Now, as a competitor, as a basketball coach, what kind of message are we sending here? The game was in hand. Under the shot clock was expired. They were up 8. It was over. That's supposed to be dribbled out.
I'm one of those guys who I believe in ending the game the right way. You know, I have stopped kids from dunking and doing certain stuff. That's a tricky rule, John, because some people say it's a high integrity for the game, respect the game, don't make it about stat pad, don't make it about different things. But, you know, other people say, well, you know, stop it. You know what I'm saying?
She was calling for the ball, Hearn. They were up 8. It was over, man. She was calling for the ball.
Don't act like
this
Russell. Don't act like they didn't get Russell Westbrook some more rebounds that year.
That you would have
never a triple-double
seen
like they didn't
never
go out of their way.
It under 10 seconds to score. You would have never seen it ever.
Dude, it's women's professional basketball. How triggered you going to get?
Man, I'm triggered.
Because let me tell you what, it's fake rage.
Hurt.
It's fake outrage, Hurt.
Hurt, would you?
He just doesn't like Angel Reese, Hurt.
No, I have no. I love Angel Reese. Angel Reese is a Lyft client, just so you know. A lot of people didn't know this.
Again, you should give her a better shot at Rookie of the Year then.
But no, I don't. I mean, there needs to be accountability, Hurd. All right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's like a fake. That's fake. It's like professional wrestling. We're gonna post you up with 7 seconds left. I mean, we're up 8.
Bro,
I think it's a joke.
But what makes it not fake, though, I get that, John, is the other person could have stopped it or blocked the shot.
Thank you.
And since they couldn't.
Are they paid out there as professionals? This ain't little kids ball.
It's 76-69 with 8 seconds left, and y'all over here on the internet got to keep the stupid streak alive.
Coach Norton heard the fourth. I'm going to apologize on behalf of our show, on behalf of John, we're trying to focus on a Peach Jam title right now. We're working on practice.
We're trying to bring the first one home to Memphis.
I got questions about Jasper Johnson. I got questions about the tenor of those practices.
We got time.
We got time. You want to bring Angel Reese to
the table? And her fake streak. Fake streak. We don't respect that streak.
But see, Herd, this is what the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese thing has done to our country. Do you
Caitlin
see her?
Caitlin Clark had a double-double, 29 and 13 for that ass.
Respect.
Herd, do you have any white players on your team? Because those are the ones John is most interested in.
That is not true. Well, it is true, but I love them all.
Yeah. We don't this year. We do. At times, but you know,
not enough.
Hoover.
I don't really look at race when it comes to getting stuff done with team and productive. I look at the player of your game and the content of your character.
It just so happens that every year that seems to never include a white. You know, we're working on it,
bro. Come on with it.
Hey, y'all, step up. I got Dominic. He's in the hopper. We're gonna put that ball in his hands here real soon.
Herd doesn't mess with anything below eighth grade.
I know.
Grade.
Well, he don't have to do anything. I'm just letting him know. You know, you're in the mix.
Herd, can I ask you another Peach Jam question? Is that okay? Or y'all wanna? I got Biden Trump if you want to. Herd, you know what I'm saying?
I'm wide open. I'm over the phone today. I can't see Brad putting his watch up, so it's on y'all. I don't know. Seriously,
I want to ask you about what the sort of focus has been, because we had talked about it with you. It seemed like there was more of an opportunity with where this Peach Jam date is for you to get guys back. We know there's that month break in between usually to get guys back and have practices beforehand. It's something that you haven't had before. So what has been, you know, sort of the message to your guys in this time before y'all head over?
Yeah, it's been good for us. We've been able, like I say, get the guys together 3-4 days, which is a long time in AAU.
Yep.
We did twice a day the last couple of days. I'm going to give them all tomorrow. It helped us with one. It usually be right after the fourth a lot, fifth or sixth, and so sometimes we can only get a practice in, and we've been away from them since Memorial Weekend. So we've been away from them like 6-7 weeks. Also, Nike, some people agree or disagree. The live period starts tomorrow on Thursday. Nike is not starting until Saturday. That actually helped us, too, you know, because we would have been getting out of here today probably, you know what I mean? And so that actually helped us out. It helped us out a lot. So for me, I love, you know, now they're kids, and so they go do what they go do, and, you know, they go be a little out of shape, but they go be, and like I say, a lot of our kids blow up in April and May, so the month of June, they're going on college visits, they're getting their butt kissed, they're going camps, they're doing this, do that, so I have to reconstruction their mind and let them know, listen, get off the Hollywood tour, I'm going to bench you if you don't do this. Let's get back to blue-collar, hard-nosed action and get back to how we do things. So, man, hopefully it pays off. Like I say, EYBN is a very, very tough event. I'm confident, but I tell y'all all the time, on this level of basketball, it's a thin line between love and hate. It's a thin line between winning and losing. So everybody go play hard. Everybody's going to have skilled players, and it's going to come down to a free plays. And hopefully we're on the right end of it to make sure that we make the city proud and everybody proud and try to do some special things.
If we all assume and know about your team and top 10 prospect in the country, Jasper Johnson's got to be good for you, right? If this week's going to go well for you, you're going to do everything you hope to do, he's got to be good. That's off top. If I asked you, okay, key number two, you know, something that's right there on the top of the list for you in terms of whole team or whether it's a singular, you know, individual performer that's really got to step up this week, what would that second thing be that you tell those guys or us?
Jamar Fleming Davis is a kid. Memphis is kind of on a lot of SEC schools. He's a 6'9", 6'10", kid. Big brother played for me. He's going to be a major factor for us to make a deep run because we don't have – a lot of size, and he's our man. He was out in Kansas City. Very good for us offense and defensively, especially defensively. He really anchors it, really good shot blocker. So he will be a big piece. Corlin and Jasper. Corlin is the other kid who came to us and blew up, got like 12 high major offers in May, and been averaging when when Jasper was out, he had a couple 30-point games. So I'm expecting him and Jasper to give us at least 35 points together. Not separately. And then the rest of the team give us 35 points, and our defense better hold people under 70, okay? And so that's a kind of my game plan going into it that I'm expecting from guys.
You know, listen, there used to be, and I guess it could still happen. We talk about this all the time, how, you know, there used to be a time where you had a great summer and it would change your life, you know, and that's less the case these days just because the function of college, it could go back, it could get that way again. We've talked about it. But just as you think back on all your summers, like, is there a player that you've coached that you remember whose circumstances changed drastically because of one good event, one good summer? Like, who would that guy be for Hurd?
So I'm not just saying this, John, to make a sales pitch. I think that's what makes our program so great, even though people play about 4 and 5 stars. We have a player or two like that every year, when some people might only have one every 5 years. Like, you think about it, even when I first started, John, I get Chris Chioza. He's the little guy nobody's talking about. They're talking about Rover. They're talking about the bigger guards, this and that around the city. Chioza has no offers. Like, his last summer, he goes to a tournament in Pittsburgh. He has 10 high major offers. Next year, Terrence Davis, LeJarrell Vick, OG Andiovi, they go from not having none. LeJarrell Vick go to get a Kansas-Kentucky offer. OG Andiovi get 10 high major offers, just signed. These guys are not ranked in the top 500. OG Andiovi just signed for $200 million 2 weeks ago. I mean, Terrence Davis made it to the lead. Nick Marshall, nobody. Country tall guy, you know, in Lexington, Tennessee. He goes to Memphis. You know, so Courtland Musgrove, you know, Jasper wasn't one of the elite players growing up. He has a big, so I can name player after player that has came through Team Thad that has had a, that's why I honestly think we're one of the best setups in the country. And I'd be a kind of shocked when certain local people, you know, would not try it out and stuff like that here, because I'm just like, it's literally one of them. Not just because, even if I stepped away from Team Thad or I didn't do it, just off the facts alone and the things they have done for kids and changed family lives, with being the first kid to go to a Power 6 school, the first kid to graduate from college, the first millionaire in the family. It has done so many great stories. I could continue to run it by you. Kids that didn't have an offer and they come play one tournament with us and get a D1 offer that was on their way to post-grad. I mean, so the list just goes on and on and on with this program.
Well, and another one of those great stories, I would certainly say so, is a guy we were talking about earlier, and he's mocked in next year's NBA draft by The Athletic. I had mentioned it to you before we came on air, but Cam Jones, and sort of how under the radar he was locally, despite the fact that you were going around the city. We've talked about it with you before. This ain't new to our loyal listeners, but you were telling people he's underranked. This is the best player in the city, and look at it now, Hurd. He's got one more year at Marquette, and folks think he's going to be a first-round draft pick next year. He's one of your stories.
So many of them. He is one. I thought that class was phenomenal. I think that's the 2021. It was phenomenal. I mean, like I said, they had Kennedy, Jonathan Lawson, Applewhite, Miller, Mason.
Tell the truth, though. But because of Kennedy Chandler, folks didn't want to listen to you. Was that the majority of it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know just who it was. I mean, because there was a lot of good players. You had a lot of people with Jonathan. You had a lot of people with Mason. You had, you know, a lot of people
that's
winning.
Right,
Kennedy was
right.
Nationally ranked, too. And so I was – and it wasn't just because he played for me, because – y'all got to understand, I just want kids to be successful. God, whether you play for Team Blue, whatever, it's not going to affect me. But I think that's what my gift is I can evaluate. I don't go by rankings or whatever. I do my own rankings. And I just Cam had some special stuff. And then when he had that growth spurt, I just really thought he was such a big guard that was so creative that once he got the opportunity, and I know his stuff would be later because his dad and them wasn't into the social media. They wasn't right. into
I remember that. You thought that was a good thing at the time. You loved that, right? I mean, you raved about the fact that they weren't. Whereas you have so many parents that are and caught up and maybe lose their head. You just always told me that Cam's parents had it figured out.
Yeah, I loved it because I feel like early on it wouldn't give him the love, but I feel like when the smoke clears, mm-hmm. and that's refreshing because so many people now, even from 4th, 6th, 8th, 10th graders, nobody want to trust the process. Like, they – oh, my son in sixth grade and can windmill. Well, even if he could jump over the goal, he can't go from middle school to the NBA, so you still got to go to somebody at high school and probably college, right? Yep. You know, so they understood it was a process. Like, prep schools came to him, he stayed at ECS. Everybody came to him, he stayed with me. Everybody trying to get him in the portal to double Marquette money. I'm just going to be real with you.
Wow.
But his family just been disciplined. He just stayed, and that's a unique story. And he really deserves everything he gets. And I think he will be, whatever come his way, he's able to handle it because he come from a grounded family and he worked his butt off. And Cam Jones is a professional scorer and a professional playmaker.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, our Olympic team is having an international friendly tonight against Team Canada. Do you expect our Olympic team to just destroy everything in its path, even with no Kawhi and Durant?
So I knew Kawhi was out. They just changed him with the other guy from Boston, Derrick White. So Durant just out for the night, right?
He's out for the night.
Just a calf tonight.
Yeah, I expect the USA to be great and pretty. Yeah, that team go kill everybody. I will say this, though. I do like, if we're, I don't know which Canada team they're playing, but if they're playing the one with Shea Alexander and Murray and them,
that's who it is.
Good.
That's who
it's
it is.
It's them with Dylan Brooks and them.
The United States is a 12-point favorite. I know what you like to get in them libraries in Vegas. 12-point favorite.
I love Vegas. I texted Anthony Elvis the other day, but there's no way I can make it due to Peace Jam. I think of America.
Nice name
that.
Drop there. Love that.
No,
dude, he ain't a name
drop.
We're not
on that.
I actually just texted Joe Biden, said I'm not going to be able to make his next term. So.
Hey, John, on one today, but they should win. But I will tell you this: I think Canada guards are really good. Like, I think Shea Alexander is a top five player. Well, on some people boards,
yes,
he's a top five player in the NBA. If not, he definitely had a top five season this year and was supposed to be the MVP. I think Jamal Murray is definitely a top 10 point guard in the league, maybe top 25 player.
Yeah,
so I like their backcourt. Now, I really, really do. RJ is I think he averaged 20 points this year. So I like them. So 12 points is good. I think they can't play around because one thing about basketball, like we barely beat our select team, which I know we wasn't playing as much as them. I mean, I think they would have to take Canada serious.
Yeah, no question about
Coach,
that.
Coach, you going to tell me you never threw a kid in there so he can go and get that 10th rebound, get that double-double? You never threw him in there back for that last minute to do it?
You know what? If somebody ever tell me about it, first somebody have to tell me about it. I'd be so locked in, and my staff know not to bring me crazy stuff, so I kind of don't be paying attention to the stats throughout the game. Actually, I'm so wired up, I done had to go apologize to kids after the game because I didn't got on somebody, you ain't doing nothing, you ain't rebounding. And then I go look up BYBF, that kid had 15 rebounds, so then I have to go and apologize, like, oh. You were doing a pretty good job. I was into the game a little too much, you know what I mean? So, no, I would have to definitely, you know, first of all, we would have to be up 20 points or something for one of my coaches to say, man, Jasper got 38, let us get 40. And if we're up 8 points, and depending on who I'm playing, just for the integrity of the game, and, you know, I would probably not want to do the other team if I didn't. But professional sports, like, people get mad when you up two touchdowns in a minute and you still throw the ball. My thing is, it is another side to it. You can stop it.
Right.
Life is about opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, life is about opportunity. You also have an opportunity to pat in your stats. You could have got that interception. You also have an opportunity to pat in your stats. You could have got the block. So, you know, I kind of always look at stuff in both ways. Mm.
Good stuff, as always, Herd. Good luck this week.
Good luck, man. Wish we could go with you.
We'll be following along, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go get him, Coach.
He is Norton Herd. The fourth joins us every Wednesday here on the show. If you saw it.
He's got one of the best players in the Peace Jam in Jasper Johnson.
As opposed to the way I described it, you would feel the same way.
The need for you to enter and make that the third
question. Well, he's a basketball coach, bro.
Ridiculous.
He's a basketball coach.
Bro.
This is about basketball. This is like some.
It's go time for the Peace Jam, bro.
I understand.
Which means we knock that out
like
first.
It's like third grade stuff.
And then you ask about Angel Reese in question six.
Well.
Okay.
I mean, that was wrong. It's a pressing issue.
But what it is reflective of where you are on this issue. And frankly, how caught up you are in it now.
Well said.
You were just lamenting
weeks
ago the conversation around this stuff.
That was more about Kalen.
You are now stirring it up. Mm. You're one of the pot stirrers right there with McAfee.
No, because it's a fake streak. It's now a fake streak.
Going to act like you mad about
like,
Angel
like,
Reese
like
going
Bill
back
Goldberg's
out there.
It's 85 straight wins in WCW.
What a joke.
It's the same thing to me. Just look it up. I want people to look it up.
Bro.
Angel Reese stat pads. Period.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Period.
Just moved a little bit closer to Caitlin for our ROTY.
Not in the betting markets. Maybe in y'all's minds. And maybe y'all have like a separate.
We gonna keep working. We know what you just gonna.
I know. We gonna have a separate award for Angel. It's gonna be like a, you know, special. You know, whatever. Concessional Rookie of the Year.
Who got the ring?
Man,
who got the ring?
And who beat him the next year?
Who got the ring?
Who beat him the next year?
Didn't beat him for the title.
I know they didn't beat him for the title.
No, Dawn took care of that.
But they sent him home.
Who got a ring, though? Who's in the NBA Finals commercial?
Does Caitlin have the all-time record over?
Isn't that a stretch, though, to put Angel? And I love that she's in it. But they got Angel in the NBA Finals commercial because she's a champ. But it's a collegiate championship. It's not.
Right. Yeah, I think she should be happy. Like you.
But that is what separates her and always will from Caitlin.
She got a championship.
And you'll never take that away from us.
But we're in pros now, you know. So that what are we doing? You know, anyway, fake double-doubles. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, are you trying to film ESPN?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.